Trach gut vet zayin gut, but also a person has to be careful with what comes out of his mouth. But just to end this shmooze with one epic sheba epic sheba epic chsam soifer. And that chsam soifer will go through. And that's in the Teres Moshe. It's in at least two places, and probably more, but it's in at least two places. It's in Teres Moshe and Parashas Vayera, and it's in Teres Moshe and Parashas Chayesara as well. So the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's not long. Minayin shebris krusel esfasayim. How do you know that a person can literally determine his fate or even somebody else's fate with akimas fasa, with what comes out of his mouth? So said Rabbi Yochanan, how do I know that? I know it from Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu came together with Yitzchak and with Eliezer and Avram and with Yishmael, and they come to a certain point and Avram turns to Yishmael and Eliezer and he says, Shvulachem poyim achamar, amadoyim lechamar. Right, I want you to stay here. V'ani v'anar nelcha, we're going to go up into the mountain. V'nishtacha, we're going to bow down. V'noshuv aleichem, and we're going to come down to you. Now that's L'chura, what wasn't supposed to happen? It was supposed to be an Akedah. This was the 10th Nisayon. This was supposed to be an Akedah. And Afal Pekin, they did come back. So Rabbi Yechon said, you know why? Because Bris Krutzel is Fasayim. Because it came out of the Pek Kaddish of Avram Avinu. And that's how you know this idea of Bris Krutzel is Fasayim. So the Chassam Sofer in Teiris Maish, it's the same shtickle in Parashas Vayera and in Parashas Chayesara. He said that he heard a Kasha. And the rest of the story is this kasha is the Zeres Shimshon's kasha. The Halakha Zeres Shimshon. So the Zeres Shimshon asked a kasha based on a gemara that we learned together not very long ago. In Masechtas Tainis Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The gemara over there brings a pasuk in Sefer Melachim Beis, where the pasuk says Hashem was talking about there were three people that committed great acts of Mesiras Nefesh. And Hashem said one of them was Leitzi Visi. I never commanded him to do it. The other one was Velei Dibarti. I never asked him to do it. And the third one was Vilayosa Libi. I never had a Havamina, Ben Benoy Shel Havamina, that he should ever do it. And the Gemara says, who was the Leitzi Visi, Yiftach, and Eliezer Eved Avram? Who was the Veloi Ol Salibi? It's referring to Yitzchak ben Avram. Zok the Gemara. That Loi Ol Salibi, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Kachnos Binchos Yechidcha Asher Haftav Aleu Leilu. But really it was Loi Ol Salibi. Hashem said, I never had a Havamina for it to play out. I never wanted him to really do this. That was never my intention. It was Loi Ol Salibi. I was never the intention. So Freik, the Zeres Shimshon. So he says, I don't understand. So it comes out, it was never also Alibi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there should be an Akeid. Now, Avram didn't know that, but the reality is Avram was never going to Shecht Yitzchak, which means that Avram and Yitzchak were always going to come back. That's the way it was going to play out. That's the way it was meant to play out. It was V'lo Yol Salibi. It's not like Hashem last second changed his mind. No, this is the way it was supposed to be. L'katchila. At the time of the Tzivu, it was V'lo Yol Salibi. It's a Gemara. Tainas Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. So Vazak Rabbi Yochanan Minayin Shebris Krusel Is Fasayim. Because V'stayim Milsu Dehad Etravayo. Kilu. Wow. With a great stroke of luck. Istayim Milsu. Incredible Siyata Deshmaya. Avram and Yitzchak came back. No, they were always supposed to come back. That's the way it was supposed to be, l'katchila. Because it was v'lo yol salibis, it's a gevaldig kasha. V'zok the gemara v'stayim also. This was the Zeres Shimshon's kasha. This is the kasha that the Chassam Sofer quotes. He said, I heard this gevaldig kasha, that what's the raya that bris krusel is fasayim? If it was v'lo yol salibi, this is the way that it was always supposed to be. So the Chassam Sofer says a dover nifla. Based on the yisoid, that the Chassam Sofer says in many different places in his svarim, it's so much part and parcel of the legacy of the Chassam Sofer. We say this all the time. That number one, it's in the Petuchei Chayesim, which was Rav Shimon Sofer's Akdama to the first publication ever of the Chassam Sofer, where he wrote all the Yesoides that were Margul Bapume, the Maran Chassam Sofer. So this is something that's mentioned in the Petuchei Chayesim, and like all the great Yesoides of the Chassam Sofer, it's something that you find in all the Ksav Sofer Sfarim and all the Enochl Sfarim. This was something that was Margul Bapume, the Maran. And the Chassam Sofer's Yesod was as follows. He said that the Pasuk says in Parashas Kisavoy, V'hisircha Hashem l'toiva b'fri vitnecha, that sometimes Hashem, this is a bracha, will leave a person alive, and the reason is b'fri vitnecha, because of his offspring. So says the Chassam Sofer, a person can reach such incredible madrigas in his avodas Hashem that he can have such a spiritual high that he could be to the point where his neshama will literally explode from his body. He says he got so high that it's impossible for his guf, which is bas of Adam, which is soifai rima v'toileya, should be able to contain all that excitement and all that kedusha. It's just not possible. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's why you find this idea in Chazal of Parcha Nishmasan. Right? The Yidden by Maimon Har Sinai. It was Parcha Nishmasan. What happened? What was the Parcha Nishmasan? It was too much. It was too heavy. They couldn't handle it. They weren't physically able to handle it. It was poshit. It was too much of a high. The Yidden, all of a sudden, Ata Reisel Adaski Hashem Hu Alekim Einoid Mulvadai. Like, how are you supposed to contain all this? At the end of the day, the human body is not conditioned to be able to keep this all in check and to have the checks and balances. It's not possible. And that's why it was Parcha Nishmasan. The neshama poshit platzed. It exploded. It left the person's body. So the Chassam Sofer says that tzaddikim, there were many times during the course of their life where they would reach a madrega, where they get to the point where their guf can no longer control the neshama. So what happens? What happens is, sometimes the neshama leaves the body, and sometimes Hashem me'ezasiba figures out a way to leave it there. He says, the pasuk says, Vatoshas, Vatoshas alai kapecha. Vatoshas alai kapecha literally means Hashem says, I took my palm and I put it on you. What are you, Hashem's palming you? What's he doing? What he's doing is he's fighting the gravity. What he's doing is he's keeping your neshama in place because the neshama is about to explode. It can't stay in. And he's doing everything he can do to contain it. So the Chassam Sofer says, the primary reason that Hashem keeps tzaddikim alive, tzaddikim that really be'etzem should have left this world because it should have been parcha nishmasan because of the hasagas of kedusha they were zoicha to achieve, is because of the fact that they have children and they have talmidim and they have a dar that they need to read. And that's the pasuk. That sometimes Hashem is going to keep a person l'toiva, and the reason he does is b'fri v'nicha. One of the places the Chassam Sofer says is by Richos is when he talks about Mises, Nadav, and Avihu. And we know Chazal have different reasons why Nadav and Avihu died. And one of the reasons that are given is it's a pasuk. The pasuk says that why Nadav and Avihu died, Vayomas Nadav and Avihu l'fnei Hashem, Ba'kriva meish zor l'fnei Hashem, David Mar Sinai, Ubanim lo yhoyu lahem. And Chazal says because they didn't have any children, that's why they died. But it's really very shver because there's so many other reasons that are given. So said the Chassam Sofer, that you want to know the real reason for Mises Nadav and Avihu, it's a pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Achri Moshnei b'nei Aharon, Bikor vasom l'fnei Hashem. The reason they died was because on that day, Yoyim HaKamas HaMishkan, Nadav and Avihu reached a madregas ruchni that was so high that it was karvasam lefnei Hashem. The kurva, the dveikas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so incredible that the neshama just exploded and it went all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Narvas. Ordinarily, there's something called Vaisircha Hashem L'toiva, Befri Vitnacha. But what happened was because Ubanim Loi Hayulahem, they didn't have children, and they didn't even have Talmidim, that Kolam Alamidus Ben Chaveri Teiriz Ma'alol Vakasav Kilu Yaldai. So it was Hadar Dina, that there was nothing to keep their neshama from exploding. And that's why it was Parcha Nishmasam. So the real reason for Mises Nadav and Avihu is Bikarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. But had they had children, had it been Ubanim Hayulahem, they would have been Zaycha to the Brach and Parshas but because Ubanim Lo Hayulam, it's for that reason they didn't have it. The Chassam Sofer says that's the soid, that's the pnimius of Misas Neshika. When a tzaddik dies, he dies Misas Neshika. That's why tzaddikim are not metama. Taisfis in Ksubas Kof Gimel Amad Beis Miyam Shemes Rebbe Batal Kedusha. What does mean Batal Kedusha? Reb Chaim HaKoyin said there was no Kedusha Skuna because all the Kehanim were allowed to be Metama. And Reb Chaim HaKoyin said even though I'm a Kohen I would have been Metama to Rabbeinu Tam if I was in his presence. Why? Because Kivri Tzadikim are not Metama. Why? Because a Tzadik doesn't die through the ordinary courses of death. How do people usually die? The angel of death, the Malach HaMavis, that's what he does. But tzaddikim die Mises Neshika. So what's Mises Neshika? So Pasha Neshika means a kiss. The Ebeshe gives a person a kiss. But the Chassam Sofer says there's a concept in Hilchas Mikvayz, it's called Hashaka. And that is, there's certain things that if they're Tomei, it makes contact with a kval of vaser, it makes contact with a kosher body of water, the hashaka in of itself is matayrit. And he said, that's what Mises Neshika is. Parcha Nishmasan to the point where it makes contact and boom. And then it's over. But this is the aside. The aside is that there are tzaddikim that they reach such spiritual highs, they come to such a madrega where it's impossible for the tzaddik's neshama to be able to be contained inside his guf. And Hashem needs to be vatoshes alai kapeka. It has to come with tremendous force and resistance to be able to fight the misas neshika. Because really, b'derech hatever, it's impossible for the guf, the lowly body, to be able to contain this hoicha hoicha neshama. So says the Chassam Sofer that when the Eibusha told Avram Avinu kachnos binchos yichidcha asher hafta valeu la'oyla. The Gemara says in Tainus Daf Dalet Amud Aleph was like osal libi. There was never a havamina that Avram Avinu should check the Yitzchak. Like the Zera Shimshon said, there was never such a havamina. However, you know what happened? Avram Avinu comes to the Akedah, and this is the 10th Nisoyan. And Avram Avinu was being tested again and again and again. V'lakim nisas Avram. And he wasn't just being tested for himself, he was being tested for generations. Maisa of a similar bonim. And Avram Avinu was passing every single test. And his ruchnius, his neshama is steiging and it's growing. You can imagine what's going on with every he jumps into a kifshon ha'esh. He never questions. Everything he does perfectly. And now he's standing at Har Sinai and he's about to shecht his one son. The son that Hashem promised him. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazer. And he's holding the knife. And he literally, v'yikach asam acheles biyadoi. And he says, and he's about to shecht it. He says, could you imagine the spiritual high that Avram Avinu was on? You can't fathom. It's not possible. And can you imagine Yitzchak, who's about to give himself up, and he does it. He named me. I have no problem. Do it. No problem. You can imagine the madrega that Yitzchak is on. At that moment, said the Chassam Sofer, it was impossible b'derech hateva for Avram and Yitzchak to make it out alive. It's impossible. In fact, there's a chazal that says Yitzchak died. Parcha nishmasai. It was impossible. How are they going to stay alive? How could a person reach such a ruchnius dinge madrega and stay alive? Really, said the Chassam Sofer, they should have died. You know why they didn't die? Because bris crucialis fasayim. Because Avram Avinu said, v'neshtache v'neshuva aleichem. And the koyach adibur, what comes out of a person's mouth, is so nuclear, it's so powerful, that because he said, I'm going to come back, that's why they came back. But be'etzim, they wouldn't have came back. Wouldn't have worked. Nothing was going to work. It was too much. This is the greatest Nisoyan ever. It's impossible. All the Mesiris Nefesh of every year throughout the history of Klal Yisrael was wrapped up into this microcosm of Mesiris Nefesh. That was the Akedah. And both from the standpoint of Avram giving up his son and from the standpoint of Yitzchak of giving his own life up. It was too much. It would have been impossible. The Chiddush they came back was not that the Eibishter said, Kachnos binchos yechidcha v'aleu lo'oilo, and they came back. There's Erev Shimshon's Girek, said the Chassam Sofer. It was like, oh, Salibi. That was never the Chiddush. That's not Rabbi Yochanan's Raya, the priest is crucial as Fasayim. You know what Rabbi Yochanan's Raya was? His Raya was that how could Avram Avinu walk off the Har HaMeiri? He just comes down. Yitzchak is an Oyla Tamima. He can't leave Eretz Yisrael anymore. Right, Chazal talk about how Yitzchak changed after the story. How could you not? But really, that change should have been so profound that it should have been Parcha Neshmasan. And really, they should have not been able to come back. Not because of the actual Akedah, but because of the spiritual high. They should have had the greatest Mises Neshika ever. That's what was supposed to be. That was what was supposed to happen. It was Pekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayomusu. And the only reason it didn't happen was because of Bris Crucilis Fasayim. What a Helig Chassam Sofer. I mean, you feel the Chassam Sofer's passion, mamish, in the words. Reading it, it jumps off the page. As if the Chassam Sofer is the herring gestickle, what the Chassam Sofer was writing. But either way, this is what he says. That was the raya to Bris Crucilis Fasayim. The raya was not the Akedah. The raya was the fact that someone could experience such a spiritual high.